It's a beautiful Gemara, really. Beautiful Gemara, right off the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the top.
5, 6, 7. Next step, little Olive.
You know, we delayed till you got here.
Is by the Olive?
Had you come here for 10 minutes ago, could have started 10 minutes ago. We're by, what?
By the Olive?
On that line, but 5 lines. For the first 5, 4 lines of the word we erase. 4 is 4 words in line we erase.
4 is the first word? Okay.
Yes.
So up to the star.
Maisa, right. And you're based on a base. Maisa biyom sagrir. Mamish, as I said before, just as you were coming in, a beautiful Gemara about to learn. Maisa biyom sagrir. A Maisa happened on a cold winter day. The Chachom had not yet entered the Beis HaMedrash. So the children came in. Armin, they said, Isu Navid Beisah Beis Vadad Lo Yivato. Let us make the Beis Vado. Let's make the Beis Medrash shouldn't be Mivato. In other words, all the Chachamim are late because it's cold winter day. They were getting up. They were a little bit lazy. So he said, let's make the Beis Medrash shouldn't be Nisbato. Let's learn the Bissel Teiro here. And these are little kids. Maudin, what is that which we have? Osio Sophios. In other words, double letters. For mem mem, nun nun, tari tari, pei pei, kuf kuf, right? Those are the double letters, matzapach, right? So he said, let's darshan them. The kid said, mimaimer lemaimer, from the statement to the statement, meaning from the statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah went and became the statement of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's from mem to mem. Mi nemon le nemon, from the trustworthy one to the trustworthy one. That's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi tzadik le tzadik, that's the nun to the nun. Mi tzadik le tzadik, from the righteous one to the righteous one. That's the tzadik to the tzadik. That's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Mi peh le peh, as it says, peh peh daber bo, from mouth to mouth. That's the pei. Mi kaf yodo sho HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi kaf yodo sho Moshe, from the hand of Hashem to the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the kaf. So they were dashing matzapach in that manner. V'simo osom chachomim, and chachomim designated who these children were. V'amdu kulon b'nei odin g'dolim, and all of them rose, grew up to be great men. Amrin, they said, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, have me known. Among them were Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Okay?
In other words, I think what was bothering the kids is, why Dafka these letters were picked as a final form?
Right, but they gave it a childish interpretation. But it was a brilliant interpretation for a child to give. That's why the Chachamim were impressed with that. Right. Rabbi Yirmishim, Rabbi Chir Barbon, Rabbi Simon Tarvei, and Armin, they both said, Teres HaRishayim, we already had this score a couple of blad ago, Teres HaRishayim, the Torah given to at Har Sinai, Lo Yolo, it's supposed to be Ayin, Lo Ayin Shlem, Lo Mem Shlem, Shtosim, they didn't have a closed mem like in ancient Hebrew, nor they have a closed mem like in modern Hebrew. Samach Sosim, the only thing they had was a closed Samach, and that's the only letter in the Luchos which stood miraculously. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmon. So they didn't have the Osios Sophios according to this Gemara in the Luchos. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmon, Tarvei and Amrin. They both said, "Anchi Yerushalayim, are you crazy? Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim." Now this is a very strange Gemara. Nobody understands exactly what Pshat is. The one Pshat is that they whenever it said Yerushalayim, they write it with an extra hey. Another is that they were not makbid on the nikud of it. I mean, on the internal lettering. It's not clear what exactly they weren't makbid on. But in any event, that when they used to write Yerushalayim, they used to write Yerushalayim. And Kavasa Tzafon Tzafona Teimon Teimona. For some reason, they weren't makbid and putting a hey at the end of a letter word. I don't know, it happens to me that in flowery Hebrew, very often you add a hey. But I don't know if they were marking.
Going towards
someone. Right. Usually it has another meaning. That's why we wouldn't add it. But it seems that they were not makbid. And again, the Pasha Peshat is it's literally on a hey. The other Peshat they were given in the other Peshat given in the Korban Eid is that actually they wrote it without a Sophius letter. In other words, they wrote it as if it was, they wrote Tzadi Pei Vav Nun Natsofis, or Yerushalayim Yud Reish Vav Shin Lamed Yud Mem Natsofis, and so on and so forth. What?
And Tame on the same thing.
Tame on the same thing. In other words, it wasn't really a hay, but it's like, you know, the hay is put there in order to stress that the Nun was not written as a whole sophist letter.
Now, why didn't they write it as a
sophist? I guess because they held that it's given by the it's given by Nevi'im, so therefore it's not the Ma'akev. They don't have to write it that way, right? Since Mantbach Sophia Mamorim, it's by the Nevi'im, so they don't have to be Ma'akev, don't do it. Okay? Yugimu Davar, what's our topic of Mesoira here? 13 things, Shinu Chachomim Talmai Amel, Chachomim changed when they translated the Torah for King Ptolemy in Egypt. Which are those? Now, I don't think all these are brought down in the Bavli. Some of them are, but I don't think all of them are. Kosvulo, they wrote, Elohim Bara Bracious. God created in the beginning, rather than the beginning God created, because like it's written, it could be read, Bracious Bara Elohim, in the beginning God was created, or the beginning created God. They also...
That means the Torah starts with an aleph instead of a
base. That's true. It's a good point, right? Well, I don't know if in Greek it comes out also with an aleph. Adam b'tzal mus, right? Instead of which is plural, which people could think that there's multiple gods, so they wrote as Adam, singular. Zochar unekevav bra'am, a male and his holes, he created them. In other words, it says Tzelem Elohim Zochar Unikeva, so it sounds like Tzelem Elohim is multiple. There are multiple gods, so therefore they wrote Zochar, a male, and his orifices. Vaychal Bashishi Vaishbosay Bashvi instead of Vaychal Elohim Bayom Hashvi, which would sound like he worked on Shabbos and he stopped working on that Shabbos. They wrote that he stopped on Friday and rested on Shabbos. Hava erdo, let me go down instead of let us go down. By Migdal Bavel, but Yitzchak Tzara Bikrovel, it's Sarah laughed at her relatives. It's a question why Hashem would got upset at Sarah and not at Avram, if they both laughed internally. So they changed it to but Yitzchak Tzara Bikrovel. She made a mockery of her relatives, meaning Avram Avinu. That's why Hashem got mad at her and not at Avram, and Avram laughed the previous parsha when he was told that he would have kids. Lay more, etc. Ki ba'apam hargu shor uvirtzonam ikru avus. When Yaakov says about his children, Shimon and Levi, that in their anger they killed men, so they changed it to in their anger they killed oxen, because he didn't want the Shimon and Levi to come off looking like murderers. Vaikach Moshe es ishto v'esbono v'yarkivem al nosei b'nei adam. Instead of saying that Moshe took his kids and rode them on the donkeys, They had it written. Moshe took his kids and rode them, the wife and kids, and rode them on the vehicles which carry human beings, because it's, I guess a donkey is a low thing. It's more chashuv to ride on a horse or on a camel. So therefore, they changed it from donkey to just, you know, vehicular traffic, whatever the case may be. That which Bnei Yisrael sat in Egypt and in all lands, 430 years, because in the course of Mitzrayim alone it wasn't 430 years, so they just said in Mitzrayim, they said Mitzrayim and all other lands as well. Okay? So that they added on. It says the Arnevis, which is some type of rabbit, and then it says, so that they changed to Asiris Raglaim, the short legged one. Why? Because Emo Shel Talmai Amel, the mother of Talmai, was Arnasa Havashmo. Her name was Rabbit. It's something like Rabbit. So they didn't want to insult Rabbit, so therefore they changed the name. Lochemet echad me'em nasasi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I never took a donkey from them. So change it to lochemet, not anything I would desire. Because it sounds like a donkey's intake, but something smaller he took. So therefore they changed it to chemet, not any desire. Says actually the Torah that Hashem gave the deities, the non-Jewish deities, of course, to the nations of the world. It sounds like they have permission to worship them, which may in fact be the case, according to some opinions. But it's certainly not a good thing. So therefore, the Septuagint, I think, I think it's called a Septuagint in English. The Septuagint translated it, L'hoyer l'cho'am, they distribute them to, and these were sent back on, to illuminate to all the nations, tachas koshmayim, underneath the heavens. Asher lo tzivisi l'umos l'avdom. It says there, actually the language of the Pasuk is, it just says Asher lo tzivisi, which sounds like I didn't command them, but they were existing independently. In other words, it sounds like Hashem did not command them to bow down to aid these gods, but it sounds like these gods are independent entities, that I didn't command them into being. That they came to being on their own. Asher lo tzivisi, I didn't command them to create it, they were created on their own. So therefore, in order that that impression should not be created, they changed it to Asher lo tzivisi, la'avod, la'avdot, l'mos la'avdom, I didn't command the nations to worship them, but of course Hashem created whatever potential things are considered to be deities in this world. It's not that he didn't command to create them.
Could be
this process of Asher lo tzivisi. What? No, Asher lo tzivisi. Yeah, Asher lo tzivisi. So I forget the exact language of Pasuk, but it says that they bow down to all these gods which I did not command. Okay? So it's so they clarified they didn't command the nations to worship them. Period. Kol osos haksuim Hashem ilfanav, all the letters which are written with the Shem Hashem before it. They're considered to be a weekday, a profane, being chokin, and they could be erased. Kigon, la Hashem, ba Hashem, you could erase the lava, you could erase the base. May Hashem, ka Hashem, she Hashem, all those prefixes you can erase. What's the evidence? So this shekame motzinu b'tzitz, we also found by the tzitz, shumutu imenu, that the letter before it is separated from the Shem Hashem. It says Kodesh Lamed Milamat, and it says Kodesh 2 on the lower line on the tzitz. Then it says Hashem Milamalam. It says Hashem Hashem on the top line. So as we see that the Lamed at the beginning of the word can be severed from the west of the word. Similarly, every suffix on Hashem Hashem, Harei Lukedesh, they are all leave Adam Nuchakim, they cannot be erased. Kigon Elokeinu, Elokeichem, all those names are all Kodesh, including the suffixes. Do you remember such a thing with the Bavli? Never, right? Do you remember such a thing with Bavli? No. Remember such a thing with Bavli? No. I don't think it's there. But there's a very fundamental thing, actually. Any suffix, prefix on Shem Hashem is not Kodesh. Any suffix on Shem Hashem is Kodesh. It became part and parcel of the name. Okay?
Getting back to the Septuagint, isn't that a dangerous precedent that the Chachamim did?
Yes, it is dangerous.
And the Gemara doesn't comment on
it? No. It's dangerous. So, we live dangerously. It was more dangerous to leave it. They made a cheshman. They were a catch 22 situation.
They kind of sanitized it.
Bowdlerized it, I think is the right word. Yes. What choice did they have? It was either that or, you know, be Messiah there over Avera. Look what the Christians do with their translation of the Bible.
It's the Christians.
So, the Greeks are also idolaters.
But it was the
Chachamim doing it for the Greeks. They were compelled to do it for the Greeks. So, you know, they didn't want to give the Greeks justifications, you know, like the Mayor of the Virgin Birth and all those things which the Christians find in our Tanakh, because they translate it according to their perspective.
Yeah, but what about the 70 Lashonas that Moshe wrote?
They're lost. So we don't know what language he used. I mean, we don't know what terminology he used.
Yeah, the content.
Yeah. Okay. Now these are the names of Hashem which may not be erased under any circumstances. Hakotzev Hashem ba'arbaos. So somebody writes the name of Hashem with the four letters, B'yud v'kei, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ba'av Dal, that's Alav Dal Nun Yud, Kel, Elokim, Elokecha, Elokei, Elokeinu, Elokeichem, it's all really one name. Shakai, Tzvokos, Eke Asher Eke. Okay, I read them all, distorted them because they're all the Shem Hashem, so I don't properly read them. Is that seven? Yud, Yud K, Aleph Dalin, Kel, Elohim, then Elokecha, Elokei, Elokeinu, Elokechem. I think it's all one. Shadai, Tzvokos, Eker Asher Eker. Okay, that's seven. Kasef Aleph Dalin Me Hashem. What if you wrote Aleph Dalin? And the Aleph A from Eker. And Shin Dalin Me Shakai. And Tzadi Beis Me Tzvokos. Harel Nimchokim. It ain't over till it's over, right? Even you wrote the, see that? Even you wrote the Aleph Dalin, right? But not if you wrote the Yud K. Okay, is that clear?
Yud K is Hashem's.
Right, because that is as is. Umochik tfeilo seyem. You can erase the prefixes. Mochik is lamed lasher lelokim. Mochik is lamed. You can erase the lamed. Lasher and mochik is lamed. Chris lamed. Because of Yud K. Now, brothers, this boy wrote the Yud K from the Yud K of okay. Or Aleph Lamed, Melukim, Enonim Chak, bummer. Then you can erase it. Close to the general principle. Close to the Shekai, say, Bo Shem is Kai Mokam Acher, if it's which could be a name elsewise, Enonim Chak, it may not be erased. Tani Rabbi Yisioi Mel, Shel Beis Chagiro, the people of Beis Chagiro, they were expert writers of Yerushalayim. They would erase the name Tzvokos. Because Tzvokos also means Tzvaos, right? Armies. Now, the truth is, you really could have said the same thing about Elohim, because Elohim sometimes means Elohim in the terms of Dayanim, right? Or other Elohim Achirim. But obviously, that's much more direct, so they didn't say that by Elohim, just by Tzvokos. Okay? In any event, here it says, Shekeinu Shem B'chom B'chom Acher, who poked the Sarit Tzvos B'roshom. It was all shine the Lubavitcher Yarmulkes. I told you that already, right? Because of Tzivos Hashem. Yeah, it's because Tzivos is Tzvos.
You also send out this little newspaper to kids, too. Tzivos Hashem.
Yeah.
Youth.
Yeah. So, because they're maker for this reason, because it's written B'Shei Torah Schol, it's not written B'Shei Torah Kodesh. Okay? Yeah, well, same idea. That's true. That's right. Kork's name was Aksuni Ba'avino Avrob. All the names written in the context of Avraham Avinu's discussions, Kodesh, are Kodesh, Chutz Me'achat Shulchol, except for one which is Chol. When it says, Va'ika Sheri Tzu Osi Elohim Mi Beis Avi, when I was led astray by, here it obviously doesn't mean God, it means the leaders of the land, like Nimrod cast him out of his land, etc., etc. So there the Elohim is Chol. B'Yishrim, some say, Afu Kodesh. Even that is the shame Kodesh. The way it's read is V'ilei Elokim, were it not for Hashem Shmicha, his protection, Kvar Hitu Osi, they would have already caused me to go astray. Kol Shemos Oksumim Micha, now it's the exact opposite. All the Shemos which are written by Micha, Micha, Pesel Micha, Ava Pishem Ksumim B'Yud V'Kei, even though they say Yud Kei Vavkei. Havaya, Shem Havaya, Harei Luchoil. When we gave Shira Micha, we spoke about that at great length, that Micha was the one. Normally, when they have a Zorah, they use the name Elohim, right? But Micha used the Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, and he used that for his Avodah Zorah. And we explained that then in the name of Reb Tzadok, that Micha held that his Avodah Zorah was not, you know, like Baal or like Ashtoreth. He all held his Avodah Zorah was actually a Yizgashmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the name Yudke Vavke, which appears in that context, is a Shem Chol, because it was what he called his Pesel. He called his Pesel Yudke Vavke. Okay? So, even Yudke Vavke, Harei Luchol, Chutz Miachot, except for one true base of Kodesh, which is all you call him, also based on King Bashil, as long as there was a house of God in Shiloh, says there that the Pesel Micha stood. Kol Shemus HaKsuim Ben Novos was involved with Achov. Even though they're written Aleph Lamed Harelu Kodesh, they're Kodesh. Now it's a little bit mixed up. What it means is except for the following one. Chutzmi, it's even though it doesn't say Chutzmi, it says except, it's as if it says it, except for Berech Navos Elim Melech Navos cursed noblemen and the king. So their Elohim is not considered to be a proper shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avol. However, all these are names which are not erased. Avochanun, Virachum, Erechapayim, Rav Chesed, Melech, Melochim, Meroimam, Vegodo, Venoiro, Veelion, Adir, Tzadik, Yosher, Chosi, Tomim, Gibor, Harelucho. All these names are descriptions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not proper names, and therefore they're all chol and may be erased. Okay?
Why
do people write G-D? It's a appellation for Hashem.
Right.
That's how people thought it. Okay. Elu Shemos Sheyachlokim. The following are names which cannot be divided and be written in two words, and that's precisely because they are not Shem or Shem. Amiel, even though you have the Kel at the end. Amishadoi, even though you have the Shakai at the end. Tsuriel, Tsurishadoi, Gamliel, Pidot Tsur, even though the Tsur could be is a connotation of Hashem. Pidoel, Eino Nechlokim, they cannot be divided. Elu Shemus, Eino Nechlokim, what Shemus can be Nechlokim? Can be separate because the second one does not have a din of the Shem Hashem. Basel, Base Oven, and here should be a change of gear, so it should be Charomath, which is the name of a place, and Charon Far, so or Charon, which is the name of another place, which are, can be separated. In other words, you can write V'Charaf and V'Charapi, Potiferat, Sofnas Panech. All these, although names, can be separated. Now, the reason why it's commenting on this idea is because it's such a rarity in the old days to have double names. So actually, to call something by a double name, it's a big chiddush, right? So but there are two things here. First of all, the names which can be divided, even though it seems that they have Shem Hashem, they're not. And they are divided, even though they seem to be one word, they can still be separated into two words.
So what about the names of some of these reformed and conservative places, like Bethel and...
Right, sounds from here that it's okay.
Is it Bethel team?
Yeah. Sounds from here that it's okay.
It would be okay, yeah.
Because just like Beit El, it sounds like it could be two separate words and still not considered to be a problem of Shem or Shem Nimchokim. The truth is maybe the Beit El in Tanakh, although I can't prove it, and certainly in some places it has the other connotation, but it could be the Beit El is more of a connotation to house of strength as opposed to house of God. Because El means strength. I don't know. Okay. Says more further. Hallelujah. Now this is actually a Gemara we had in Sukkah. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shmuel Chanamar Halleluka. It's two separate words. Charon Amar Halleluka. One word. Man Amar Halleluka, Halleluka, Nechlak. It can be divided into, written on two separate lines. Vernimcha can may not be erased because the Shem Hashem Yudke. Man Amar Hallelujah, who says one long word, Nimcha can may be erased. Veino Nechlak, it cannot be divided into because it's a long word. Vladimir Man Amar Dom, Man Amar Dom. We don't know who said what. Min madam Rav, since Rav said Charles Chavier heard from my uncle, meaning Rabbi Chia, immediately Adam safer till him Shrei Meir. If somebody will give me the book of Tilim Shrei Meir, Mochek Ani as Kol Aluya Shabo, I'm going to erase all the Aluyas which are in it. Shreis Gav in Lakotcha because he had no in mind to make it holy. Have a Du Amar. This teaches us Hallelujah. That the word is Hallelujah, because otherwise, how can you say he's not Mechavein Lekodcho? Obviously, it would have to be Mechavein, it was Yud K, so it must be that he didn't learn that it was Yud. He didn't learn that it was Yud K separately. Okay? Milayin the Rabbeinu pleading. The words of the rabbis argued. Them Rabbi Simon Rashim Rashim Belevi, Rabbi Simon said name Rashim Belevi, Basar Lashon Shoshvach Nemer Sevitim, Sevitim was said with 10 languages of praise. Be Shur, Be Nitzuach, Benigun, Bashir, Bemismor, Bahaskel, these are all languages used in Tehillim. Berina, Besoida, Vesfila, Vivracha, Hamushi Shibukulam, best among them, hallelujah. Shashem Vasheva Kulimbo, because the name of God and the praise are mixed in. So that tells us clearly that it's two separate words, right? Rabbi Zira Bo Kumi Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Avo, Manani, what, how should we respond to this question? On my lay, so he said, Chacha, now here's a few words. We have to change next words and add two words. Basically, one in Sukkah, which is a repeat of this. Shvi Chacha, Rabbi Abba Siper Kumi. This Rabbi Abba said in front of me that Rabbi Yona Ani Achen, Rabbi Yona said one way, Rabbi Lazar Ani Achen, Lazar answered another way, Achen Vachen, he answered both ways, and therefore one is allowed to answer either way. The Gemara in Sukkah says that explicitly. Okay? Says more further, Tani it should be, not Ditani. Also is taken from Sukkah. Tani, we learned it in Braisa. Shamav Luana, if a person heard a bracham, did not answer Amen, Yota, it's your tzchiv. Anav Lo, Shamav, he said Amen without hearing the bracha, Lo Yotze, was not yet Yotze. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yar Bachana, he started some say Rabbi Yar Bachana Bashem Rab said, Ushana Rashi probably, when you're doing Hallelujah, the Hallelujah course of Hallow, you do responsive reading, then you always do you have to, yeah, the people, the congregation who's assembled has to repeat the top, the opening sentence of the paragraph. Well, that's one example, but also in the first paragraph, you'd also have to do that. You know, like it says here, Haluka alu avde Hashem, alu Hashem Hashem, right? You have to also do there, that whole paragraph, you have to repeat after each pasuk, that first pasuk. Okay? Bonkur Rabbi Chir Barba. They asked him for Rabbi Chir Barba. Let's skip a couple words. Rabbi Chir Barba, he laying in Rosh Hashanah, he asked where Rosh Hashanah, and they said, Aluka Alu Avdei Hashem, Lu Hashem Hashem, etc. Bonkur Rabbi Chir Barba, they asked for Rabbi Chir Barba. Im Shom Avona Lo Yotza, if he heard and he did not answer his Yotze, or how do you know that? Yeah, I skipped the word. Minayim shama v'imlo v'lo ana yotze. I know that if you heard and did not make the bracha, he's yotze. Or Malone, so he said to them, Nuad ana chami rabbonim rabbayah, because we see great rabbis, kaim in tzipura, they're standing in the community, v'ilay namri baruch haba, and some of them say baruch haba, v'ilay namri b'shem Hashem, and the others say b'shem Hashem, v'eil v'eil yotze dechavosin, and they're both yotze dechiv. So what do we see from here? What do you see from here?
But you don't have to say the whole
puzzle. You don't have to say the whole puzzle, right? So, man, going to work. Even my own answer, Amen. There's no answering Amen here. Nobody answered Amen, right? Tai Rabbi Yosef said, Ono Adam Amen. Person can answer Amen. Ava Bishloachal, even though he didn't eat. However, Ein Omer Baruch Shachal. You can't say, Blessed are you from whom he ate. Elohim Kain Achal, unless he ate. Time learned enomin on in omini somewhere be blowing kufi. You can't answer an orphan amen nor a quick amen. When I say my own now amen, you so much of me answers a quick amen. You burn up, you sow him. His children will be orphans. Kutufa for a person answer. Well, I should explain to an orphan or maintenance actually. Only some was when it's divorced from the bracha, right? I mean, so his children are divorced from him, so to speak. Kupos. Ketufa means that it is being said too fast, right? Tikote nishmaso, his soul will be taken away fast. Aruka yarich.
I forgot what this line means.
If he says the bracha.
Oh, he says not the bracha, the amen. Says the Amen at length, Yarkam will have a long life, Betoiva. Right? It's a long love Amen. Ezo Amen is somewhat, Amen is somewhat you don't allow. Aravuna ain't the Chav Mivakatsavi who was required a bracha, and he comes into the room, and they're making a bracha. Vuani answers Amen, Tlavloyad Amaoni doesn't answer a bracha, no bracha they made. That's called Amen Yisoma. The dwarf one, and that doesn't count. If anything, it's negative. Tani, Akum Shabir says, Hashem, if a guy gave a bracha to Hashem, Oni Makrov, we respond to him, Amen. Now, there are three words missing here. It should be Kutish Birech Es Hashem, a Kutai who blesses Hashem. So then, Ein Oni Makrov, Amen. We can't answer Amen. Why? Because he might have in mind his Avodah Zorah. Alright, the Chun Tumim said, Birech Echor Akum, if a Goy blesses you, Ani Akrov, Amen. Answer to him, Amen. The Chsiv, it says, Baruch Tehem Mikol Amin, who is blessed by all the nations. Akum echod paga be Rabbi Shmo, one guy met Rabbi Shmo, no bircho, and he became a bracha. Amalei, so he said, think, find me lost chamura, your status is already written into Novi. Echod paga above the colon, another guy met him and cursed him. Amalei, so he said to him also, milsach amura, your words are stated as well. Amulei Talmidav, so Talmidav said, Heich Mada, how could it be Mada Mata Lahen? That which you said to them? Heich Mada Mata Lahen and Mata Lahen. Vana Vilu Lone, but what about us? What are you going to tell to us? So he said, actually, to Vana Lone, and he said to them, what's the pshat which I have received? It says, Orarecha Aruram Varachecha Baruch. Those who curse you are cursed, and those who bless you are blessed. And that's why I said with confidence that the guy who cursed me, his words were said, and the guy who blessed me, his words were already said in the Torah itself. Okay?
Now, I'm not being facetious, but I've had a number of black patients. When I tell them good news or something, they say, thank you, Yashka.
So,
how do I respond to that? I don't say amen.
Just okay. Smile wanly.
What
is happening?
Just bite my tongue because I'm laughing.
I had talked to somebody asked me, Shiloh, he said, on Shabbos, he asked me, he got a call from a church newsletter to advertise his business there. Is he allowed to advertise in the church newsletter?
Why not?
I think it's absolutely also.
Really?
What? Yeah. Because his money is going directly to benefit Avodah Zarah. If it was like a school newsletter, that'd be something else. But it's the church that has a newsletter, I don't think it's any head to it.
Oh.
It's really not l'chatchila. So it's a similar situation. Says more further. There's no Targina Kohen who's actually anointed B'Shem Mishnah with the oil of the anointing oil. Lemruva got him, and it's your Kohen Gadol who just got a lot more clothing, the 8 garments. El Parabo comes, the only difference is that a true Kohen Gadol, the one who's anointed, brings the power, the bull, for having sinned in all mitzvos, where he committed not just a personal aver, but actually taught the Jewish people wrong. Okay? Ain Bain, so that's only by the Kohen who was anointed with oil, not by Kohen Mashuach. Not by Kohen Meruah B'Goy, not by one who's been invested by having received more garments. Ain being Kohen, Shashimish Kohen, Shavah, is no difference between a current Kohen and a Kohen Emeritus. Pariyom Kohen, except who brings the Pariyom Kippur, Vasir Seifa, and the measure of the pancakes, the 12 pancakes every day. Tanya, we learned. Kohen Mashiach, an anointed Kohen, may be par. He brings the bull if he paskin wrong for Am Yisrael. Ein Meruah B'Bogadim. Tanya Kohen Mashiach Bor maybe par. Ein Meruah B'Bogadim. Person didn't receive the person just received Meruah B'Bogadim, but tourists are just the additional garments. Ein. It's for me. Ein Meruah B'Bogadim maybe par. He doesn't bring a bull. The low cry mare. It's not a cry mare. So there a mayor or a mar mayor says I'm Ruah B'Gadim, somebody who has additional garments, maybe par. He does bring a bull. My time a mayor, so what's the logic of mayor? Mashiach, it says Mashiach. Matam Lomer Kohen says it says Ray anointed one. Why it say Kohen? L'chabo, it's to include as some Ruah B'Gadim, the guy who has many clothes, even though he wasn't anointed. Matam und Rabbanu. What's the logic of Rabbanu to argue? They say Moshiach Yochel Zemelch. If it just said Moshiach, I might have thought it's even the king. Tam Lomer Kohen. So it's telling me that it's the Kohen who's doing it. doing who passed wrong. E coin yocham rav meruv. According to its coin, it's possible even if he has only additional clothes and was not anointed. So says the Gemara, Tam lomer Moshiach. Right? It's got to be a coin Moshiach, which means it's got to be anointed. Maybe that's be anointed, but maybe I can conclude also Av Moshul Chama, the coin is anointed before going out to battle. That's why it says it should be HaMashiach, the Mashiach. Shein al gabo Mashiach, there's nobody else on top of it. The Chav Shitas Rabbon, it's a contradiction of Rabbonah. HaChoksiv, here it says Mashiach, V'Hachoksiv Mashiach. And it says by the, as Rashi puts it, he says by the pancakes brought every day, Moshiach, and he also by the bull which comes when a mistake is made in Pasuk and Lacha, it says also Moshiach. Let's see what was talking. Let's start from Mechava Shitasin again, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down the Gemara. Mechava Shitasin, there's a contradiction about it. Hachsi Mashiach, it says Mashiach. Hachsi Mashiach, it says Mashiach. Hachi Nun Amri and Rabbis Meruba Gadim. Here we say that even a person who has additional clothing that brings the pancakes every day. V'acha, but here in terms of the par, Nun Amri Lotisa Meruba Gadim, we say the guy who wears the extra garments is exempt. In other words, the guy who just got invested by wearing the garments, he's exempt I'm confusing myself. One second. Time out. Need to stand up.
Hasn't happened in a while, though. Trying times, man.
Since nobody's looking,
you also.
It's a good thing it's only on audio tape, not video tape.
Okay.
Do you mind getting the fan? Hi. Thank you.
Okay. Again, Mechava Shitas in the Rabbanan. There's a contradiction in the sheet of the Rabbanan. 3, 6, 9 lines down. Mechava Shitas in the Rabbanan. Kachaksi Mashiach. Here it says Mashiach by the pancakes. Kachaksi Mashiach by the egg, by the bull which comes for giving them proper psak. By the pancakes, they say the Rabbis Meruba Gadim, the second base and Mikdash Kohanim Gadolim, the low level ones, the only ones that are only invested with extra garments, they bring the pancakes. V'achin and Amrin, but in the case of the par, the special bull you bring for dispensing one sack to Klai Yisrael, they say Loitzis and Meruba Gadim, it's only the guy, the first base and Mikdash Mashiach, Klai Gadol. Meaning the one who was Mashiach, not the second one. So why, if the words are identical, both parashas, how can one be a ribui and how can one be a miut? It's a direct contradiction. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Komedah shemidah shpenyono." Every the majestry pasuk we use is darshan based on the context. Time on there by the case of the pancakes. Call up parashah murabar and the whole thing is said by achlik. Aaron this, Aaron that, Aaron this, Aaron that. So lays the dover nemar coin. Why does it say coin? Lechabus is Mashiach to include the coin Mashiach. Aye, wait a minute. Now this is not inside, but the Koran says. So why does it say? So just say coin. Don't say also Hamashiach. Why does it say Mashiach? So the Hamashiach with the extra comes to preclude Mashiach Milchama, the guy who's anointed just for the purpose of battle, but he doesn't bring pancakes. Okay, so that's how we learned over there. That's the context. Where it starts over the assumption it's only Aaron that tells us it's even a guy who's invested by additional garments. But I'm here in the case of the par, the bull. It doesn't, the parsha doesn't mention it explicitly. So ilu nemar would just say Moshiach v'lo nemar koyein. It wouldn't just say Moshiach not koyein. Hayis yomer would have said liyolab. Really, any type of Moshiach, even by the way, a king, because a king is also anointed. King's anointed. So I might say even a king, loyolam al helim dover maybe part, that if he has helim dover, if he psaskinti correctly for Klaiso, whether he be king or priest, maybe Pari brings a bull. Valshigas Maisa, if in his personal life he makes a mistake, also his korban is different than anybody else. Maybe Sawyer, he brings a goat as opposed to a goatess. Right? A regular person who sins, what does he bring? A goatess. Seirah, right? So, but he's different. So I might say, any Moshiach is different. Have a tzarchu shomer koin, that's what he has to say, koin. So you should know, it's not every Moshiach, including a melech, it's only a Kohen, as it says. But Einach Nam, it's gotta be a Kohen who's anointed. Not a Kohen. So therefore the Moshiach, they would have indicated even a king. The Kohen indicates, though, it's only the type of Moshiach, which is priestly, but has to be an anointed one. Oh, Elon Namar should have, now here the Reed Baz makes one change of gears on. Oh, Elon Namar Moshiach. Alone am I coin, right? So which transposes the words. We're just to have said Moshiach and not coin. Maybe I would say Hesima Zeh Melech and not a coin gadol. Maybe I would just say Moshiach would say it's king and not a coin gadol. Ain't time you're going to say Kfar Korma Parshas Melech. That it's already been discussed what Korban is a king brings when he sins. Hesima would have said Aleli Dover Maybe Par. That there are two parshas. One, this parsha talks about when he paskins incorrectly, he brings a bull. Moshiach's ma'isa, and if he does something correctly, maybe sir, he brings a goat. Having told Shomer Moshiach, so ever as they say Moshiach to tell us about anointing, the tzarchu Shomer Kohen, it's gotta say Kohen, it's only anointed Kohen. Rabbi Yoch, period. Rabbi Yoch, Rabbi Yoch said, Ovar, if you have an ex Kohen Gadol, like a Kohen Gadol Emeritus, Ovar behavi. But he was shalom. He brought a serious seifa on his own from the coin shavar. Kosher adapted the evidence. Kosher. Okay. The merit is going off. He brings his own serious seifa. That is yotze the base of English for that day. Maskini lo coin acher. We make a now. This is almost identical to Yuma. The next Amud, almost more a black. Maskini lo coin acher. We get another coin. Tachlam instead of him. Shema yera lo psul. When they might come puzzle. Says Marmam Yachti made that we seclude the two of them together so they can have, you know, play poker together the night before Yom Kippur. No. Chagai said, it's really should be two words. Moshe. That's a sign of, you know, respect. Moshe. Deinu miyachtin limei. For do you want to put them both together? Because Ladina was like, Deinu miyachtin limei. Dukotile. Each one will kill the other one. Sarah and Kimber, of course, are going to call each other one, right? Because each one is going to want to do the Avodah. So therefore, if you can't put it together, let's one kill the other one. I ain't never. Also, Echon. Also, it says also. Echon, Moshkim, you can only anoint one coin at a time. Ve'im Moshkim, Shnai. You can't anoint two at a time. Why not? Even when there is anointing oil, it's the first place in Mikdash. Why not? Amrav Yochim, Yochim, Ne'eh, because they'll come to hate each other. Amrav Shemesh. Let's say the first guy was pushed aside, the first coin got on. The second guy served. Zerishu Komit says Kuna love. So the first guy, when he comes back to serve, he has all the misses of Kohen. Hashani, the second guy, the pinch hitter, ain't a kosher, if we may use that term, ain't a kosher, lo coin got of a kolo coin hediot. He's stuck in limbo. He can be neither a great coin got nor a coin hediot. Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe said, Ovar, but nevertheless, even though he's stuck in limbo, if he did do that, boy, though, Avodas Okshera, Avodas Kosher, okay, because he's not that much in limbo that he's always going. Now, what about Avodas Lomishami? Who's paying for Korbanos? The Shemina Minado. Let's start from here. This time about a Kohen Gadol became possible on Yom Kippur. Who pays for the Korbanos the rest of the day? The new Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Gadol became possible? Let's start from here. Maisa be base ilam tzipori, so maisa be base alim and tzipori tzipori, mifron tzipori, who was the Kohen Gadol, shira carry the Kohen Gadol beyond Kippur, and became Baal Keri on Yom Kippur, right? So he couldn't do the Avodah. Nichlas ben ilam, when we talk about Tzium, we talk about the question, how did no Kohen ever saw carrying the base of Mikdash, right? But whatever it was, perhaps the last years before the base of Mikdash was destroyed, all bets were off. So in any event, maisa ilam and tzipori, shira carry the Kohen Gadol beyond Kippur, but nichlas ben ilas, or Ben Elim, Vishiva Shafti Visurim Lord Stadim Bukuna Glorious Queen Goro. For Ever the Malach, and he said to the king, Elah, does Ben Elah, he wanted to ingratiate himself and make sure he kept the position. So he said to the king, Alam the Shishaila, for Ever the Malach, Parvasur Shiyom, the bull and the goat of the day, Mishalian, do a craving, do I pay for them, or shall Queen Goro from the old man Queen Goro? Beyond the Malach, Machal, the king knew what he was asking, do I get to stay or not? Unless they said, Ben Elim, Lo Dayachot, it's not enough for you, El Shishi Mashto, Shachas, Livne Mishomar, for Elim, that you serve for 1 hour in front of He who created the world, right, by his statement, Dayachot, that's enough. In other words, don't ask me who pays for the Kabbalahs. You're leaving soon anyway. Your appointment is not a permanent one. So you got the Ben Elim, Shusam Yikunoglo. Ben Elim knew that gig was up. He's going to kick out the Kohen Gadol. Another famous Maise B'Shimim and Kimchi, Shiyotzi Melech HaRov. He went there with an Arab king. Never go with those Arabs. Arab Yom Kippur, right? Arab Yom Kippur. Arab Yom Kippur. Im Chashecha, right before nightfall. V'notzot Tzinor Shirok Mipiv, and a glob of spittle from the mouth of the Arab went out because of on his clothing, Fitimaso, and he was tummy, so he can't serve the concern of the base of that base of Shani. Vinichas Yudachi Vishimish Tachta Bikuna, so the Yudah's brother became Kohen Gadol instead of him. Vigor Imach Nebonair Khan in Dolimbo Biomechot, and that day the mother Kimcha saw two of her children Kohen Gadol on the same day, and neither of them, of course, had died. Shiva Bani Mayulu Kimcha, Shiva had seven kids, Kulam Shimshu Bikuna. Causes various psulim which occurred one after the other. Send a messenger. What good deeds do you have in your hand that you were able to be zoichet to such a wonderful gift? So he says, she sent him, you have all right to come upon me. A plague, obviously, she meant. Imro Karos Basi, if the beans of my house ever saw Soros Roshi, the hairs of my head, in other words, I was very big sneer sticker. They also never saw the hems of my garment, me on my entire life. When they said, Kol Kimchaya Kemach, all flower, flower. The Kimcha, the Kimchis, but the flower of Kimchis, soilless, fine flower. The corner line, they said about her, Kol Kvoidas Bas Melech Mimo, all the glory of the king is inward. Mimishpitzo Zav Levusha, she's wearing gold raiments. Yoli Ema Shurach Milchomo, maybe I see the same, but Shalom, boy. Maybe the Shurach Milchomo, the guy is anointed, goes out to the world, brings on to war, brings out his own Asir Seifa. Not the one of Kleiso, but a separate one. So says the Gemara. Tom Loma, that's why it says, Tachtami Bono, who brings the pancakes? The one who has one like him from his children. In other words, the position which is hereditary. And Shemno Ovi Tachtami Kohen Gadol is preferable, though obviously not Ma'akev, that are passed down hereditarily. So it says here, lost my place. His kids don't serve after him. It's not a hereditary position, so he doesn't bring the pancakes. His kids don't serve in front of him. Instead of him, Tam Lomar, Mibanov, and then it goes on to say, who wears the clothing instead? Yubashama Koyim Tachtov Mibanov. Who wears the clothing left over from his father? Eshuubal Omay the Shores Bakodesh. He who comes into Olam Moed to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, but no Ovei Tachtav, his father, stays serving instead of him. When it doesn't come, Ein Beno Ovei Tachtav, his kids don't come instead of him, and that's why there's no hereditary position by Mashiach Mechama. How another Mashiach Mechama could then become a Kohen Gadol? Because we're all buddy Pinchas. Shneimar says Pinchas ben Elazar Nogida Yaaleim Lifnim Hashem Imo. Because Pinchas and Elazar became the leader upon them. Previously, Hashem was with him. That was a low blow. Previously, Hashem was with him. Rabbi Yossi, Kadav, Voy, the Mitre, the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, when he wanted to stick it to his son, I guess it's his son, Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Avram, he said, Hey, leave Nimimo. It used to be God was with you, but now you lost your touch, you're over, you're has been, you washed up. Okay? It says the Gemara, be amazing, when was Hashem with him, with Pinchas? Zimri, Mincha, Micha, in the days of Zimri, when he made a Mechoi, he made a protest against Zimri's heinous activities. But if he made Pileg Shbegiva, when did he lose it? In the days of Pileg Shbegiva, Lo Micha, he did not make a proper Mecho. Thank you for that good word. It's a T word, Mecho. Not make a proper Mecho against the behavior which is going on. Says the Gemara. How do you know that when you have to ask the women to me, wear all eight clothes? Rabbi Yochan said, you were born up should be for his kids. Why say to his kids? It's obvious. So it means not his kids, but rather the greatness of his kids. Okay? So even the Mashuach Milchama, even the person who goes out to war, and it's like an Akhra Lekoyen Gadol, second class, he too also puts on the proper eight Begadim in order to ask the question of the Urim Mitzum. Okay? Says the Gemara, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Imach HaYisi, I was there when he said it with you. Lomar Oyved, it doesn't say you serve, Ela Nisha. Rather, he asks. In other words, but Mashiach Muhammad can ask with the Begadim. But by Mehu, and here it should be Ovei, how is Mashiach Muhammad serving the Beis HaMikdash? Now, before on top, we had that he shouldn't serve. He's in limbo. But let's say he did serve. How does he serve? So says the Gemara.
On top, we have a Mashiach.
The
Chama doesn't serve, or the
backup Kohen Gadol. Was that the backup
Kohen Gadol on top? I thought
that was the backup. You're right. Backup Kohen Gadol. I apologize. So it's not even a kasha. That's right. This is the Mashiach Mechama. Sorry. So now, Ma'oivet, Eitz Rabbi Yosher Masis of the Bar Kapor, Min Dilema. He brought this Mishnah from the south. The Talmud says, Kohen Rim, in a kosher, Mashiach Mechama is not kosher. Lo Bishmosh Kohen Gadol. Not when they close Kohen Gadol. Lo Barbish Kohen Hedim, nor on the four of Kohen Hedim. So you think we make a compromise and give him six? Doesn't work that way. Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba said, "Betino Yoshi Ovei Barba. You really only need four garments." Why does he not use the four garments? So why does he work at all? And Shlo Yomim Roino Koyin Gol Upon Me Ovei Barba Upon Me Moy Show El Shubi Show Shmona. The person shouldn't say that sometimes I see him serving in the Beis HaMikdash wearing four garments, and when he's asking outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's wearing eight garments. So even though he should wear four, we don't let him get away with four. So at four. So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, what? Why can't he get away inside with four? And he was working inside. He's doing the Shalom the river to him outside in the battlefield. Nobody's going to make the mistake. The people make the correspondence between what's going on outside and inside. Just nishkei ferlech. Just let him wear inside four garments. What does it bother you? Says more chen and bechira mitarv. It says more bechira. What do you think? You don't make a mistake. Bechira mitarv and abim shel yisrael lo ta. Don't you remember? Itar from the father of Israel made a mistake. Ben tkiyas hakel and tkiyas korban between the tkiyah blown in hakel every 7th year and the tkiyah of the korban. The ties will be out of koyanim. Yisku bechad soitz. Let's say blow shofar to mimim only korbanim were without blemish. Below by mumim and not ones who have blemish. Divrei Rabbi Akiva said. I'm going to learn you very tired from Rabbi Tarfon. Said, "Akaber is born in me. I cut off my children. Im lo is Shimon achi ima. If the Nazi Shimon, my uncle, my mother's brother, chiger lame, baras braglav in one of his legs. I may bazar and he stood nazar. Chatzotzot to be odon. He had his trump in his hands. But token he blew shblu." I'm going to said, maybe there's only once in 7 years in the hakel when it's not an impediment. Says Gemara. Vani Oimer, and I am talking about when a Baal Mum is no good, but Shas, Korma, at the time of the Korban itself. Rabbi said, Kapech is Bonai. May I call to my children, Shlei Tesa, Yamin Usmo, he didn't incline east or west, right or left. You got it straight exactly, even though you weren't there. See that? Anisha, it's his Maise. I saw the Maise, Beshachachti, and I forgot. Vata Doirish. And you're, hypothesizing. Maskim Lashmun, you come to the same conclusion as the tradition. Anybody separate itself from you, Rabbi Akiva, Kaparshu Chaim, separated from the very life itself. The Chippe HaKoyin HaShem Shachos
is what happened to his children.
In fact, most of them died. In fact, it says that somewhere. We had them in the Bavli. Most of them died.
That's a terrible thing to say.
It is a terrible thing to say, but alright, what can you do? He did. Bad judgment on his part.
But the Gemara doesn't pick up on
it. Not here, but elsewhere it does. Okay. Says the Gemara, the Chippeh HaKoyin HaShem Shachos, so the coin was anointed should have told Mata Mulom Moiz, it said, Fishiko Parsha Amura Ba'aron, all that Aaron. And the other Aaron that's Moiz, maybe it's only Aaron himself, and now the Rabbi was coin Acher, another coin as well, Tablom HaShem Shachos, so anybody else was anointed. And the other Mashiach B'Shem Menah Mishcha, I only know the person anointed by the oil could do the Yom Kippur Avoida. I'm ruled by God, somebody who has additional clothing, Minayin, it was somebody who's only invested by having the eight clothes. How do we know that he does the Yom Kippur? Tablom HaShem Malaysia, though, somebody whose hand is filled, in other words, he's invested with the right to do the Avoida. Rabbi's coin of Mitzmanin, the clues of coin is not appointed. I'm sorry, Rabbi's coin of Minayin Rabba, sorry, I skipped a word. Minayin Rabba's coin, Mitzvah, well, how do we know the coin, the back of coin on Yom Kippur? How do we know the back of a coin can do that voida? Tamlam v'chipera coin, the coin can do the tome. Any coin. But man, we saw the back of coin, coin can do Kippur. How do, Yom Kippur. If he has to serve, how do we appoint him? The Merubah Begadim, the Mashiach, we'd anoint. The Merubah Begadim, we give the extra clothes. But this guy in Yom Kippur, the backup guy, how would he be appointed? He'd have an appointment. So says Amara, Rabbi Yerbunakei, Sam Shaykhia, by Yasim said, Bepet, with verbal declaration. Rabbi Zira, Adamra's teacher, Shemimayan's campaign, that he gives smicho with verbal declaration as well. If you can appoint a coin gold, verbal declaration, why not smicho as well? Rabbi Baramas, Nisa Amrakei, we have a mission to the gate system, Sechto Yidios, where it says, they said to Akavim Mahala, Chazor Bechor, Renega, what you did. The four things you said, will make you the basin over the Jewish people. So we see from this that everything can be done verbally when in a pinch you don't need any actual deed to do so.